Stories playing out today, and the next couple include Vice President Pence finally making that overseas trip. Bill Zimfer joins me on that story this morning. Bill, good morning. Was this the one that was delayed back before Christmas?
Yeah, they called this off back in December, and if you remember, that was when the tax reform package was going to a vote, and Pence said, I want to be here in case I have to break a tie. However, it was also at a time when there were a lot of protests in the Middle East. It came after the president announced that he would recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel. That had to play a part in it as well. They're going to give it another go-round here, but it's still not a calm situation in the Middle East.
His agenda is just to talk to everybody and try and keep the calm, I guess?
Yeah, he will first stop in Egypt and meet with President Assisi there. And again, it's a political tightrope because Egypt, while they want to maintain a relationship with the United States for security reasons and also because we get Egypt gets a lot of aid from the United States, they want to maintain the relationship. However, Egypt is not wild about the Palestinian move, the anti-Palestinian move. So it's a little bit of a tightrope there. Same thing in Jordan, where Vice President Pence will go next and then on to Israel, where he will get a warm welcome there. However, the Palestinian issue will still be at the forefront of this visit.
Bill Zimfer on it. Bill, thanks.
You're welcome.
Meanwhile, back in Washington, keeping things running, House passed a piece of legislation last night to continue government funding for about 30 days, but of course there's questions over in the Senate. Fox's Chris Wallace on that and a couple other things this morning on News Radio WTAM 1100. This will all play out, of course, today and tonight, maybe over the weekend. We'll see more on Fox News Sunday. Chris, your take on what you're seeing here with this this whole debate and talk of the shutdown story and the funding.
And I think what's really kind of confounding and concerning about this is it's not just a split between Republicans and Democrats. It's also a split within the parties, within the Republican Party. There's some who say, look, let's just keep funding the government. There's some, particularly defense hawks, who say we've got to start funding the Pentagon, and we're not going to do another one of these short-term bills that doesn't increase spending. Similarly for the Democrats, there's some who say, particularly those who are going to be running in moderate or conservative states, Democrats running for re-election in states Trump won 2 years ago, or, you know, in 2016,
sure.
they want to fund the government. And then there are the people, particularly the ones who may run for president in 2020, who are saying, no, we got to side with the Dreamers and DACA and the left-wing base of the party. So they have really tied themselves into knots. And one of the reasons why I think it would be a terrible mistake to shut down the government, besides the obvious reasons, is, you know, it's one thing to be tied up in knots, but the government is running.
Right.
If you're tied up in these knots and the government isn't running, I don't think they're going to get out of it anytime soon.
Fox's Chris Wallace. Watch him on Fox News Sunday morning, Fox 8. And, of course, this will all play out, I'm sure, while Rush is on the air.